Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The scripture says in Hebrews 1 and 11, don't go there, just listen. Verse 10, in the beginning it says, Lord, you laid the foundation of the earth and the heavens are the works of your hands. They shall perish. What's going to perish? The earth and the heavens. But you remain. They will wax old as doth a garment, as a vesture. You'll fold them up and they'll be changed, but you are the same and your years shall not fail. Listen to 2 Peter 3. 2 Peter 3:10 says, the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Works are everything that was toiled over. Every building, every structure is going to liquefy. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said, you believe in global warming? I go beyond that. I believe in global melting. Yeah. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting the coming of the day of the Lord, wherein the heavens, he says it again, the heavens will be on fire. The sky, the atmosphere, and the surrounding space is going to be dissolved. It's going to be a huge noise. And the elements on the earth here are going to melt. That's the Greek word for liquefy, with fervent heat. Everything down here is going. There is nothing permanent down here. Nothing. We know our time down here is brief, but it's not just our time. This whole thing is going. That's right. But the Lord's got a plan. Amen. There's going to be new heavens and new earth, wherein is no curse, no death, no pain, no sorrow, no dying. You can run through the jungle barefoot and never step on a thorn. You can wrestle a lion down to the ground and pinch his nose with no repercussion. I'm telling you, it's coming. It's coming. This one has been so affected by sin and the curse and death, it needs to be wiped off.
Yes, it does.
Which is why we should not get so hung up about anything down here, because our good stuff is over there anyway. They're working on our mansions. Is that right? Didn't Jesus say, I'm going to prepare a place for you? Didn't he say it? Say it out loud. They're working on my place. Today. That's your real place. That's your good place. So we shouldn't be, we're thankful for this stuff. But you just use it and keep going. You receive it, you use it, you give it, let it come, let it go. That's not who you are. It's not what you are. Now, closing, I think, in Ecclesiastes 5. Are you still there? Here's the thing. What makes us rich? I know this is not like the world thinks, but this is the truth. Money is not what makes you truly rich. Stuff is not what makes you really rich. There's rich in the world and there's rich in God. There's temporary fading riches and there are true riches that never end, never stop. In Ecclesiastes, the 5th chapter, we read verse 10. He that loves silver shall not be satisfied with silver. Did you know no matter how, you'll think it, and I know some people may think you disagree with me on this, that car you think you want, when you get it, that will not be the end.
That's right. Come on.
You may think, oh, that's all I'd ever want. That's all. You say that now. But after you've had it, whether it's a few months or a year or two or whatever, you're going to start looking. They're going to come out with a new model.
Amen. That's right.
You're going to start looking at something else.
That's right.
Oh, that house is all I'll ever want. You say that now. But the eyes of man are never satisfied. And when it comes to natural fulfilling of natural desire, it can't be satiated. There's no end.
Amen.
There will always be something else that you want. Is the Bible true?
Yes, it is.
Then if you love silver, what's the truth? You will not be satisfied. You can never get enough to say, that's it. I'm happy. He that loves abundance of stuff and money and things, with it you can't be satisfied with it. It's vanity. Verse 11. When goods increase, they're increased that eat them.
That's right.
More stuff you get, more it takes to keep it up. Is that right? More maintenance and more work and more bills and more this and that and more people that get involved in it. And what good is there to the owners thereof save the beholding of them with their eyes? I mean, when you get past two or three or four cars or motorcycles or boats or whatever it is, you can't use all them every day.
Right.
Is that right? And you get past a certain amount of clothes and a certain amount of jewelry, what are you doing? You're just looking at it is about all you can do. Oh yeah, like somebody said, sow it.
Yeah.
And keep reading, verse 12. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet, whether he eat a little bit or much, but the abundance of the rich will not suffer him to sleep. Yeah. Why? He's concerned about somebody's going to get it.
That's right.
This is not enjoying blessing. This is can't sleep. Verse 19, get this now. Every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth, and, somebody say and, has given him power to eat thereof and take his portion and to rejoice in his labor, this is the gift of God. What's the gift of God? Not the money, not the stuff, the power, the ability to enjoy it.
Amen.
That's being rich.
Yes.
I said that's being rich.
Yes.
It's the blessing that makes you rich. Not the money, not the stuff. There are people that's got more money than they could spend in three lifetimes, and they're absolutely miserable. They're suicidal. Their relationships are destroyed. They got nobody that wants to be with them or be around them. They do stuff. They go here and there. They're not enjoying any of it. You can't enjoy a new car unless the Lord's riding with you. You can't enjoy a new house unless the Lord moves in.
Yes.
Come on, is that right?
Yes.
With you.
Amen.
You can't enjoy a new suit or a new dress or a new anything. You can't do it.
Amen.
Unless you have the sense that the presence of the Lord is with you. That He's pleased with you. That you're doing His will. Come on, are you listening?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
In His presence is fullness of joy, and that's being rich.
Amen.
Oh, come on, somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's being rich.
Yes.
And when the Lord adds it to you, the blessing of the Lord is what made you rich, and you're able to enjoy it with your friends and your family and your church. Is that right? And you got the peace of God. You're not looking over your shoulder because you stole it and somebody's about to catch up with you. Come on, are you with? You're not jumping every time you hear a siren. You're not hoping every morning when you get up somebody didn't find out what you did. No. That's not being rich. I don't care how big the number is on your account. That's not rich.
That's right.
You know, the Lord said to some individuals in one of the churches in Revelation, He said, you think you're rich and you say, I got need of nothing. He said, but you don't know you're naked and you're blind and you're poor. He said, come to me.
Yes.
Let me give you something. Let me make you rich. Truly, hallelujah. Let me put something on you. The blessing of the Lord. The hand of the Lord. The goodness of the Lord. The New Testament talks about the riches of His grace. The riches of the knowledge of Him. The riches of His wisdom. That's rich. And that's something you can keep forever. Somebody say forever.
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 He said, oh, hallelujah. Jeremiah 9 and 23. Jeremiah 9 and 23. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might, and don't let the rich man glory in his riches. Would this be somebody that this is their identity? Well, if you're glorying in it, that's who you think you are. You think you are who you are because of how smart you are, your wisdom, your intelligence. You think you're who you are because of your physical strength and ability, your might. You think you're who you are because of your riches. The Lord said, don't do that. Don't glory in that. Don't think you're something because of that. But it's not the end of the verse. Keep going, verse 24. Let him that glories, glory in this. Are we hearing the Almighty speak to us? Glory in this. That he understands and knows me. That's something to glory in. That I am the Lord, which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus said in John 17:3, He said, this is life eternal, that they might know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Big part of what makes you who you are is who you know. Somebody say, I know somebody.
I know somebody.
Who do you know? Come on, who do you know? Do you know? Do you really know the Creator of the heavens and the earth? Does He call you son or daughter? Does He call you His very own child? That's who you are. And that can never be taken away from you. Hallelujah. Said out loud, I know Him. I am His. He is mine. I glory in knowing you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.